Thursday night, or L'chas Tes Adar, or Allah Chavis Olvos. So we're coming up to the Birchas Ilana scene. I don't know, does the bulletin have the list of the trees? People don't? Okay. So the minig is to say it Nisan. The Gemara's Lashon is Nisan. It's Lavdavka Nisan. Certainly in different hemispheres, it's not going to be Nisan. The Birchas Haidah, to praise Hashem, to thank Hashem for the rejuvenation of the trees in Chodesh Aviv. Only say it on fruit-bearing trees. And you're not supposed to say it on Orla trees, certainly not L'chatchila. You're supposed to try to say it on more than one tree, and you're supposed to try to say it on more than one species of trees. And again, the Nisan is mentioned because it's the norm. You're supposed to not L'chatchila say it on Shabbos. So certainly if Shabbos is a Shchodesh, you should already wait till the second day. You could say it at night if you could see it. You could say it indoors, but it's not that covered, Dick, so you go outside to say it. When you say it indoors, it has to be, you can see the blossoms clearly. Now, if you don't say it the first time you see the blossoms, then you could say it the second time, the next time you see the blossoms. If you didn't see the blossoms at all, you could say the bracha on the budding fruit, but once the fruit's ripe, you can't say the bracha anymore. And also, if you saw the blossom, but you didn't, this is important. I mean, everything's important, but this is very nogeya. If you saw the blossoms and you didn't make the bracha, even if you didn't have a siddur with you, you didn't know the nusach, then you can't already make the bracha on the budding fruit. You can only make the bracha on the budding fruit if you didn't see the blossom at all. If you saw the blossom and you didn't make the bracha, you cannot make it on the budding fruit. Some people try to have a minyan, yes, b'raivam. Certainly you should, l'chatchila even, make the bracha yourself if you see it and you come across, certainly if you see a lot of trees. And the women should also say it. Okay, Chavis Halvavis now. Chavis Halvavis was talking about the particular piti of the Yetzirah, where he wants you to think of yourself as better than other people and therefore not to associate with them and to look down on them and to... And we're talking about people that are not even acting so well, you know. So certainly you shouldn't associate with them if you think you may learn from them. You'll be influenced by them. The Rambam says a person is influenced by his surroundings. But he's talking really not a question of being friends or not friends, but really an attitude. Yitzhara wants him to develop a supercilious attitude towards them, and he goes on to explain really what I call a very modern approach about not being judgmental of people, because you don't know where they're coming from, and you can know that their actions are bad. You're not going to point them to your children as role models, but you can't be judgmental of the people because you don't know what they grapple with and you don't know where they're coming from. So you can give them tochecha even. It doesn't say not to give them tochecha. Certainly they're supposed to put on tefillin, let's say. They're supposed to daven, etc. But meanwhile, you don't know, their matzpun may be better than your matzpun. They may have more emunah b'Hashem than you have. And that's what he says. Now we continue. If his outward look looks pretty bad, you know, spiked orange hair, maybe Noam doesn't think that's so bad, okay. Spiked, I think orange hair is pretty bad. A nose ring, a belly ring. Efshe shegorim lo zeh, sechluso b'mashu chayim l'borei. He's not aware of the Hakara Satov he should feel towards Hashem. Nobody ever taught him. He doesn't know. V'yesh lo taina yoyseh mimeni. And he's better off than I am, because me'yisron chachmasi al chachmaso. I do know. So do I perform, do I live my life? He's living his life, and he knows what he knows, and he doesn't know what he doesn't know, and that's how he's living. Again, he's not a role model, but you can't look down on the person. So he says, he may be better off than you, because you do know. You do have an awareness of Hashem and how much good he bestowed upon you. And you're not acting in accordance with your understanding, but he's acting in accordance with his understanding. And what does Hashem want from you? Hashem wants you to act to see your understanding. This is what you should be telling yourself. These are very, very powerful words. Vani Yosaroi Sheyanimas Mimanu. I'm more disgusting than he is. Vene Yisron Kitsuri, Veneshani Chayabomi Avodas Abori, and Daiti also. I know so much more than he knows about Hashem, about Shar HaBchina, about our obligations of Avodas Hashem. So, and I'm not living up to what I know I'm a chayiv to do. Al Kitsuro, so I'm, his lack of Avodas Hashem in Sechlus Obo, he doesn't know. V'umamre Salukim B'Sechlus V'Shgoga. Vani Mamra also Bedasu V'Zadon. So like, I could very well be worse than this fellow here. The Efshe Sharoso Nira V'Nigla. Yeah, he looks bad. He looks bad. You know, you see the tattoos and the Tovaso Tzvun of Ministeris. He might have woken up though. And the face, he said Modani, and he really meant it. You know, you don't know. He, you know, like these guys, you know, they believe in Hashem. You know, there's some disconnection there. Vani Behepach Zeh. Because he looks bad, but his kishkas might be good. So that's not the way a person should be. That's a bad way to be objectively, right? The Torah demands actions from us. It doesn't demand emunah, and to have a mitzvon tov, it demands ma'asim tovim. But he says, if you want to compare, he could be, looks, the chitzonius is bad, but his pnimius is ganz good. Tovoso tzvuno v'nisteres. Ani behepach zeh. I'm the other way around, so I'm worse off. I look good, but my kishkas are not good. For who ro'oi l'rachmei hotel v'kaparoso yosem mimani? He is more worthy of Hashem's grace, of Hashem's slicha mechila, more than me. Uzchusachas mimenu shokelas zchuyas rabos mishali. One zchus he has until he says modani. Let's say Shema Yisrael. He remembers from a kid. He says Shema Yisrael. So that's worth more than my whole davening, maybe, because from him it's coming, maybe. It's coming from his insides. It's coming with pure sincerity. And I, you know, I go to shul and I daven, and, you know, it's really not coming from my kishkas, maybe. So you don't know. You don't know how to judge. You don't know how to, the scales work. But neshein mashkefal ezulose habore. Right, the insides of a person, the motivations, the kavona, the lishma, the purity of motivation, that's, nobody knows that but Hashem. Maybe Shapkin also aleha. No one's going to praise you for that. No one knows that. So he is like maybe okay on the inside. He's not okay, period, because the Torah demands more than the inside. But he said, if you match up two people, his insides might be very, you know, full of emuna and bitachon and kniya, who knows what, like these taxi drivers, you know. And he doesn't carry it out in deed, okay. But maybe I'm the opposite, says the Chazal. You have to ask yourself, I do everything, but I'm doing it because, you know, I'm doing it by rote, I'm doing it because that's what I was taught. But could be my insides are empty. Blank. Zero. Like the EKG of the inside is flat. So you don't know. The Shanira Shali, who told me Hanira Shalo. So my outsides are better. But his insides are better. That counts much more. So again, he's not talking about, you know, an Avera is an Avera and a Mitzvah is a Mitzvah. But he's talking about being judgmental. That's in the, you know, in the modern day language, but that's exactly what he's talking about. So don't look down on any Yid. Of course, if the fellow's a Rosha, Lahachis, let's say, or even the Teyavon, and he knows what he's supposed to do and he rejects it, so a Rosha is a Rosha. Even then, I don't know who he's talking about. If he's talking about the guy outside with the motorcycle and the spiked tail, like I said, but you don't know where he's coming from. Or maybe he's even talking about a Russia if you don't know his background. So but anyway, he's not talking about. Again, you're not emulating him. Chas v'shalom. You're not holding him up as a role model, but you are not looking down on him or being judgmental. It's a very, very important piece. Okay, we'll stop here. He continues, he says more, but we'll stop here.